Boko Haram came to the world's attention 2 years ago when the group kidnapped more than 250 girls in Nigeria. To this day, most of the girls are still missing. Last week, CNN aired a video purportedly showing several of them alive. A few of the girls did manage to escape, including the young woman who joins us next. She goes by the name Sa. It's a pseudonym she uses to protect herself. Last week, we heard her speak outside Capitol Hill with members of Congress, renewing calls for the United States to support Nigeria in the fight against Boko Haram. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First, I wondered if you could take us back to that night in 2014. Just tell us briefly what happened.
On 14th of April 2014, the Boko Haram came to my school at Chibok while we were all sleeping at night, and they were shooting guns and yelling, and we all wake up and came out of our rooms. We were wearing our pajamas. When they came in, they keep asking questions, but we told them that we don't know.
Questions like what?
Questions like, where are the boys? Well, the boys are day students. They came to school in the morning and go home after school. And they asked for a cement block making machine. And we don't know anything about that either. And so they asked where our food is kept. So they point out two girls among all of us, and the girls show them where the food are, and they packed all the food and put it in a truck. And they move us from our hostel where we're staying to the class area, and then they start burning everything. They burn our clothes, our book, everything in the school, the buildings. And from there, they ask all of us to enter a truck, that if we're not going to enter the truck, they're going to shoot all of us. We were all scared and we don't know what to do. So we all enter the truck and they start moving with us in the forest. And while we're driving in the forest, I just had this feeling that I should just try and escape because I don't know where I'm going. So I now turn and say to one of my friends that I'm going to jump out of the truck. I'd rather die and my parents will see my body and bury it than to go with the Boko Haram.
You'd rather die and know that your parents can bury you than go with Boko Haram. That's
yes.
What you said?
Yes.
Wow.
And so she said, okay, she's going to jump out with me. So I jumped out first and she jumped after me, and we hide in this forest while all of their car passed. And we just in the forest that night, without knowing what to do. It's dark. We don't know where we are. And I realized that my friend injured both of her legs. She couldn't walk. So we just sit under a tree till morning. And then she has been crying, and she told me that I should just go home and let her die in the forest. But I said, no, if you're going to die, let's die together. I will not leave you here. So I now decided to go and look for help in the forest. And I was going around not far from where we slept, and I found this shepherd. So I asked him for help, and he said, no, he can't help us. But I tried and convinced him. He decided to help us and took my friend on his bicycle and drove us to Chibok. And from there, we found our help and go home.
What happened when you first got home?
Before I got home in the morning, my parents heard what happened in my school, and one of my brother and my friend went back to Chibok to find out what happened. And when I came home, my mom, my dad, my family, everyone is crying. Our neighbors came to the house. They're all happy, and you know, they're crying because I'm at home, but what about the other girls? And there's this man, we're together at that school with two of his daughters, and he came, he was asking about his daughters. Well, I told him, we managed to escape, but I don't know if your daughters will escape the way we did. So I don't know what happened next after we jumped out of the truck. And, you know, everyone was terrified because of what happened.
What about your friend who hurt her legs?
When she got home, they took her to hospital and she got treated, and now she's feeling better. She's walking. She's fine now.
Is she still there?
No, she's here with me.
Oh.
Yes.
And how did you come to the United States?
After we escaped, one of the congressmen went to Nigeria to find out what happened. Chris Smith.
Congressman Chris Smith.
Yes.
From New Jersey.
Yes. So when they went to Nigeria, they met my friend that we escaped together, and she told them her story, how she escaped. And so when they came back to the United States, they said it's not safe for her to stay there since it's not safe. So they said they'll find a scholarship for her to come and study here in the United States. And she now told them that if they're giving her a scholarship to come and study, I have to come with her too, because she's not going to school without me. I'm the one who helped her. I told her, me, I'm not going anywhere, because I was so scared because of what happened. I just feel like if we go to school again, they're going to go and kidnap us wherever we are. But my brothers and some friends encouraged me that I should not let the Boko Haram stop me from getting education. I should just be strong and come. So I now came, and yeah, I'm here today.
And you're both here studying?
Yes.
How old are you now?
I'm 20. I just turned 20 last month.
What are you studying now, and what are your plans for the future?
Well, I started college on January, but I wanted to study medicine.
Really?
Yeah.
You plan to be a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Your family's still in Nigeria?
Yes, my family is still in Nigeria.
And you talk to them often?
Yeah, I used to talk to them often on the phone. Even yesterday, I talked to my mom and my brothers. They're all doing good.
If you could talk to the girls who are still with Boko Haram, mm-hmm. what would you tell them if you could speak to them?
I wish I can do that. The only thing I would tell them is just to hold on their faith and let them trust in God. I want to tell them how much we miss them and how much people, their family, everyone here miss them, and we're praying for them. We're doing all the best we can to try our best and see that the government or the people or someone will help and go and rescue those girls.
Thank you so much for being with us and for telling us your story today.
Thank you so much.
That's a woman who goes by the name Sa'a. She's one of the girls who was abducted from the Chibok school by Boko Haram in 2014 and managed to escape.